ladies and gentlemen, live at Cherry's, top of the mall in beautiful downtown Niles, Ohio. Our comedy star, direct from Miami Beach, sassy but classy, Dick Caton.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm sassy, but I'm classy. I'm here to entertain you, one and all. I'm never crude or loud. We even dress to please the crowd. With you nice people, I wanna have a ball. Well, I'm sassy. Watch me, but I'm classy. I don't have to drop my pants to get a laugh. I may have a scotch or two and charge it up to you. But if your pocket's a little slim, I'll charge it to him. Well, I'm sassy, but I'm very classy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Squaw Creek Country, the Cherries. I was there today, I tell you, and I had a few lessons in grammar by my wonderful professor, Mr. Maury Friedman. Through his interpreter, Jules Marburg. Through his interpreter, who can't talk either. I had a ball there. It was so lovely. As a friend of mine married this little girl in Miami, and they're driving to Las Vegas. He says, honey, I'm glad I married you. Now you can help me drive. You see, I'm colorblind. She says, you sure is, baby. Outside, the policeman stopped this lady who went through a red light with six kids in the station wagon. He says, don't you know when to stop? She says, they're not all mine. This reminds me, the Harlem Globetrotters were playing an engagement in Rome, Italy, and they wanted to see the Basilica, the Pope, which they did. And there's the Pope up in the balcony. So the little schwarz, the little color boy, said to the big one, hey, baby, who's the man up there? He says, man, that's the Pope. What'd he do? He's the boss of all the Catholics. Who put him up there? The Cardinals put him up there. He said, wouldn't it be nice if the Giants did that for Willie Mays? In Miami Beach, you don't know who the hell owns the joint. You look at the guy, you say, who owns the joint this week? He says, I'd like to have you meet my bosses, but I can't remember 30 names. Folks, you want to pass out some leather and make some wallets. Who's that? He's got a piece of the joint. Who's that? He's got a piece of his piece. Who's the girl with him? Now. They're merging two airlines, Tel Aviv and Italia Airlines. They're going to call it, well, I'll tell you. Anyway, there's a rabbi seated opposite the priest, and the airline stewardess walked up to the rabbi and said, would you like a drink? He says, I'd love a cocktail. Looked at the priest and says, Father, how about you? He says, I'd sooner commit adultery before liquor touches my lips. The rabbi says, wait, cancel my order. I didn't know I had a choice. Oh, we got her giggling, isn't that it? Such a beautiful sight to see lovely young people. How about those hippies? Huh? Looks like a Jack, walks like a Jill, smells like a John. Okay, folks, what do you want to do now? Let's try another one, huh, Fudgy Baby? Two colored ladies are talking. Says, I'm glad our babies weren't born white. They're so hard to keep clean. You see? You need class. I could dance the bird. It's not easy with jockey shorts. My jokes may be absurd. I could sing your favorite song and dare you to sing along. I'm unpredictable, it's true, and a little crazy too. But these crazy things I do, choreography, we do our own. Sit down, we saw the suit. You hear about the Australian that went back to Sydney? You devil. We'll make you and you and you. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Cheer like that. And raise the roof. I hope, cause I'm sassy. Yes, I'm sassy. But I'm very classy. Thank you, you're a good sport. I love
love this place. Everybody around here is so regular. Must be the water. Yes, nurse. And I love all the waitresses. I call them nurses. There's one waitress here with a dress cut so low. She's got chapped hips. Beautiful Minnie. First time I ever saw Snuggies. Where is she? I don't think she... You know the three sizes of the Minis? Mini, micro, and good morning, Judge. Overheard at Squaw Creek. I love to do it because they got such a sensational sense of humor. Wait till I get to Candela at Candywood. I'll give it to him, too. What does your husband do, Mrs. Friedman? Oh, my husband's a delineator of alloyed products and a procurer of metal findings. The other one says, what the hell is that? He's a junk man. I got even with you, you mother. And then she says, my husband's going to Alaska. She says, in midwinter, that's sort of unusual. Well, he heard the women pay the men $2 for each time, and I'm going too. He says, why should you go? So I want to see how he can live on $4 a month. Garnish, garnish. And then over to Candywood, Dr. Candela's got it made. He's a hardworking guy. But the doctor's got it made. Who else can tell your wife, take off your clothes and send you the bill? However, this one day, examine this lady, and she says, I'm quite inhibited. I can't take my clothes off. Oh, I'm a doctor, don't worry. This is strictly professional. All right, I'll put the light out. She says, where'll I put my clothes? He says, over there next to mine. They're beautiful. Very reasonable. If you can't afford the operation, he'll touch up the x-ray. Hi, nice to see you. You late? Huh? You bring a note? Are you married or just fooling around? Good, I like that. I like that. I like the kibbutz with the people at ringside. Last night where you were seated, you know, there was a couple that had been separated for some time. Then he leaned over, grasped her hand. He says, come on, let's try it again. She's over my dead body. She says, well, at least you haven't changed. Two colored boys walked in the bar in Selma, Alabama. Says, we want scotch and sodas. The bartender got hysterical, went to the owner. Says, two colored boys out there want scotch and sodas. What should I do? He says, charge them $10 a drink. He says, suppose they pay? He says, then throw out the white trash. Look at Sammy Davis. Where can he go now for a piece of Danish? Beautiful. They were talking about Sinatra. We were lucky to get into the movie. I played one scene at Jilly's. Ladies and gentlemen, I played the part of a waiter. I wait on him and Lainey Kazan. Sinatra's so big, he's the king now. He's so big that St. Christopher's got a medal of Sinatra in his car. I work with the Father, Sinatra, with the Son. Now I'm waiting for the Holy Ghost. That little girl from Lauderdale reminded me of a little story in church. The little kid walked into confession, and the priest was dead tired from confessing these kids all day. He looked at the kid. He says, did you commit murder? No, Father. Oh, my God. You're all right. Get out of here. The kid walked outside. The other kid says, can I go in now? He says, no, they're only trying murder cases. Okay, you want the other stuff, folks? Jewish kid and the Italian kid are talking. The Italian kid says, I don't want to play with you anymore. You're Jewish. He says, so what? We're not going to play for money. He says, my priest knows more than your rabbi. He says, he should. You tell him everything. This next scene is in New York, but I want to preface that by saying that in London, they called the subways underground. So this Englishman is in New York in the middle of the Schmata neighborhood, the Rag District, 37th and 7th Avenue. He sees the little Jewish lady. He says, I say, madam, how does one get underground? She says, drop dead. What beautiful humor. And I must tell one Italian story, right? This entails the societies, different societies. This man was a member of the Castello Marisi di Golfo, Castello Mare di Golfo. Sounds like some timid, doesn't it? So he is the recipient of all tomfoolery. They play jokes on him every year, and he calls his buddy. Hello, Toto?
That's slimy, Maury. Hello, Toto. You're going to have the same damn picnic what he got last year? And you're going to make a joker for me? He says, no. No, no, Dominique. We're going to have a different kind of picnic. All the boys are going to swim. The lesser want to come out and get the prize. He says, that's a nice. Mi piace sta cosa. That's a nice. He was enthralled because he was a great swimmer. He used to accompany his wife on trips. She was a call girl in Venice. Okay. I'm going to him fast, folks. So all the boys went in swimming. He was the last to emerge from the water. When he got to shore, he found that they had absconded with all his clothes. And there he is, sheer embarrassment. Dripping wet, nothing but a hat. Are you going to pray later? Boy, he brought his own sitter. Take a look at this. That's the Bible, folks. So he says, he's dripping wet on the shore. He says, I hope nobody look at me, and he's running back to his car. Who's walking out in between cars? The biggest busybody, Cacerun, Yenta in the neighborhood. Mrs. Romano. She says, hello, Toto. He said, don't you got to shame you? You look at me, I don't got no clothes or nothing, it's just the hat. If you were a lady, you wouldn't say hello. She says, if you were a gentleman, you'd tip your hat. What the hell's the matter? As I told you before, ladies and gentlemen, I am Siciliano. That's southern Italian, sir. And I have an uncle in Charleston, West Virginia. You ready for this? He talk funny, too. Nanna sendas tu storio kai, it's nice. My uncle came down to visit me, got off the plane, and I didn't recognize him, but he was quite indignant for this. He said, what the hell you got, a crack eye, you all? He talk funny, Nanna, you know. He says, don't you cockanize me? Right? He says, I'm a young. He abbreviates everything. He says, you must have got a crack eye. You know, look at me, I look at you, don't you? Harvard man. So, as I said, he abbreviates everything. He says, how's your mud? How's your fad? How's your broad? How's your cyst? I'm looking for a boil. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. So I'll ask you a question. How's Uncle Tony? He says, no talk, because I got a story for you. You're not going to believe you, me, myself. I'm. He says, he's in the jail. I says, how come? He says, he's in the jail, but I think he's in the chain. You all. I says, how come he's innocent if he's in jail? He says, well, you listen to this and nice above a mice I'm going to tell you. He's standing on the corner, peeling an apple with a knife, and somebody ran into the knife. 14 times. In the back. The next thing we do, of course, go to a place like Richie Alberini's restaurant. You know the Italian restaurant up here? Only down there it's called Remo's. It's a friend of Cherry's, a friend of mine, and the uncle and I are seated there. And in walks this guy, obviously from Savannah, Georgia. He says, hi, y'all, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I just came from Dania, where I watched the J-Li players. It's called highlights. And I want to try some of that Italian cuisine. My uncle says, ma che è sto cuisine? I says, no, cuisine. I says, cuisine is the food. He says, well, he talking funny too, don't you? He says, garcoon. I got a helper from the paisano here. What do you think? He says, let me look at that menu there. Oh, yes, I dig some of this anti-pasto. Some of that there mind-thrown soup. Oh, that chicken cacao tree looks good here. I dig that. And what the hell's this veal parmigini, man? I ain't never had anything like that. And the frozen pizza on the stick, you call that a wopsicle? And I love this, the scungalize. It's kunjil, you know. And then for dessert, give me a little of that spumini, man. So my uncle really is really steaming at someone, quite indignant, somebody who looks at a menu and can't read anything in Italian. He says, ma che sto caccio stupido, c'è un orante di kid. I'm talking Italian now. He's a crazy, and he talk funny too. I says, all right, calm down. What happened today? He says, I'm in a church. I go to church like a nice man. All right. That's a Catholic church? Bring that back to Willis's. You ever see such a sexy priest? Take a look at him. The mass is going on beautifully, ladies and gentlemen. And up in the balcony, this Italian girl with the miniskirt. She was quite obese, zafte, fat. She's leading the chorus. I think they called her a mini guinea. She's leading the chorus beautifully, and all at once from her weight, the balcony gives way, and she grabs the chandelier, and she's dangling there in midair. The priest saw this. He says, first the man to look up, is it going to be strike a blind eye? Angelo says, Dominica, what are you going to do? He says, I don't know about you. I'm going to take a chance. One eye. A little bit of Wave Marie, Frankie, baby. Thank you. Wave Marie. Quando sono ti penso per te, mi piaci, papà, mamma, tu me. Wave Marie.